The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
And good morning, everybody. It is The Wake Up Crew, and it's The Wake Up Crew time. It's October 15th, 2025, episode 1762. 16 days until Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
Siegel at Riverdale is on WGNS and Big G TV Friday. This weekend,
the Battle of North and South.
Yeah, the Battle of the North and South. This weekend, Tennessee at Alabama. Vandy hosts LSU. MTSU is off. Titans host New England. All that coming up this weekend.
What day is it? What day is it?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo woo. And we start the morning off with some entertainment news. Well, I guess everyone by now has heard the Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban breakup.
Ah, 19 years down the drain.
Several rumors are going around, and I'm not one to go around spreading rumors.
But
he had an affair.
That's one rumor.
Okay.
Or he's having an affair.
Okay.
One with his guitar player.
Oh.
They've been split up since February.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Good long time. And another one is that her career was just too much. She was just gone all the time. And one says his career just his career was too busy. So I don't know what you believe, but they've been split a while. That's kind of a sad thing, really.
Not one to spread rumors, but I probably believe the first one.
Oh yeah, well
that is spreading rumors. It could have been all three, honestly.
Well, a little combination of all three of them. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder with all of their careers, and he goes on tour, and she's shooting a movie, and I mean, maybe you're together 3 weeks a year.
And she has been in some steamy movies lately. Some, you know, risque, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, but anyway, hate to see somebody break up after 19 years of marriage.
Well, I played Dolly.
In what movie did you play Dolly?
9 to 5.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Dolly Parton. Gosh.
Could you tell?
Yeah.
But she, I know we missed this a few weeks back, but she has decided that she's not performing. She had some stuff coming up in December. She's going through some health challenges, what they caused, or what the release said, that it require a few procedures. So whatever those are, her health challenges. So
people are vicious on the internet, though. They talk about they talk about plastic surgery, you know, all that kind of thing. And what did I just do? I talked about her steamy movies. But I'm saying that's already been out. That those rumors have already been out. We're not producing any new rumors.
Well, you're having plastic surgery soon on your hip.
Really? You think it'll change it?
It might make you look make your hip look popping.
Oh, geez. What a funny guy. Yes, I am having surgery.
That little peach.
Wow.
I'll still try to be on the radio with you guys, though, because nothing will stop me from doing the Wake Up Crew, rain, sleet, or snow,
not
or hip
even,
replacement.
They won't even put a new one in.
Did you also know Robert Redford? Did we talk about Robert Redford dying?
I think so.
Okay. But we didn't talk much about his movies much. I just felt like we didn't do him justice.
We did a list of his top movies, I think, that day.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's been several weeks ago.
Yeah. And Tim McGraw has shaved his head. Got
really?
A new look. He looks good.
Well, after yesterday's Be Bald and Free Day.
Maybe that's what it was. But he did that several weeks ago. But he looks real good. Like more rugged.
I've got to see this. Oh, wow.
It's time. It's time for you.
No way.
It's time to let go.
He hasn't.
He hasn't taken that step. For those of you just listening at home who've never seen him,
gosh, please.
What he's decided to do, and this was a couple years ago, this was COVID.
You're starting the day off badly, Dalton.
Yes, I am. He decided, instead of going all, you know, finally pulling the trigger and shaving his head, he decided to go with a really tight buzz cut. Like real tight. Like it looks bald. He looks bald. But it's a real tight buzz cut. And he's got one little patch right in the middle of his head where the hair doesn't grow.
You know, what's that movie we were going to have that we're going to, like, Dark Circle? Was that the, is that the name of it?
You Street
go,
trash?
You go off on Dalton.
I know who's getting killed first in that horror flick.
This could be bad. We got a great show otherwise, but anyway, that's some entertainment news. And coming up, we've got our first look at the weather. That's coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds northeast, 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 80. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
More dominant pitching from the L.A. Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Game 2 to L.A., 5-1 at top-seeded Milwaukee. The winning pitcher threw a complete game, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, with a three-hitter. It was the first complete game in the Major League playoffs since 2017. The loss to Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. He pitched into the sixth inning, allowed two home runs. L.A. leads the series 2-0. Tyler Glasnow will be on the hill for Thursday afternoon's Game 3. The ALCS was off. The Mariners lead 2-0 after winning twice in Toronto. Game 3 is on FS1 from Seattle Wednesday night, with Game 4 Thursday night in Seattle. Veteran pitcher Max Scherzer will start Game 4 for Toronto. The Ravens cut defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson from their practice squad. The Colts signed quarterback Brett Rippon to their practice squad. NHL overtime wins for Washington and Montreal. Edmonton 2-0 over the Rangers.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back. It's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. America's Thrift Stores is now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. And also, today, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds, proudly serving our community since 1936. And try to get everything in our song of the day. It's for Halloween songs this month. Werewolves of London. Always like
Sweet
that song.
Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue.
Same song.
I wish I could leave.
It's the same song.
It is the same song. Like, yeah.
It's
similar.
Which one came first?
I think we looked this up once.
I
can't
Sweet
remember.
Home Alabama.
I think so.
I think they did. All right, that's Werewolves in London. Ooh. Halloween songs. We continue. Let's get off of that before he does one more. Oh, no, it's too late. And William Cope is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for having a heart of service for Rutherford County. William Cope is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Man, that's a great place to go. You get coffee and flowers.
And gifts.
And gifts.
Oh, my. Flowers and coffees and gifts, oh my.
And this Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or go to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
I like that.
Good Neighbor. It's National Lemon Bar Day.
What do you think about lemon bars?
I like them.
You do?
I like lemon.
Do you like it with the little white powder over them?
I do. I love the little white powder.
What is the white powder? Isn't it just powdered sugar?
I think it's just powdered sugar.
Yeah. Where do you get those? Publix?
I think they've got them at Publix.
Yeah.
But I like key lime pie. And I feel like those two things kind of go hand in hand. If you like one, you'll probably like the other. If you don't like one, you probably won't like the other.
I'm a big fan of lemon meringue pie. But if you don't make that lemon taste, that lemon flavor just perfect, I know it. My sister makes great lemon meringue pie, and she makes it the same every way. A little twangy, a little...
Got to get a little bit of that.
A little tart.
A little lemon zest in there, but not too tart.
Well, then the next time when we get Donut Country Donuts on Saturday mornings, if there is a lemon-filled donut, you should try it, because they're really good.
You mean go away from my Boston
Betray
cream?
Betray your sister.
Boston cream
and
donut.
Betray your sister?
I'm saying if you like the lemon cream and like a lemon meringue, I think you would like the lemon-filled donut.
Won't be my sister's.
It'll be Donut Country's donut with it. Meringue not included.
I like that convincing look he gives me. Yeah. All right, 6:24 on the Wake Up Crew. Coming up next, more.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Doctors are warning about a deadly drug hitting Tennessee streets. It's called nitazine, a synthetic opioid up to 1,000 times stronger than morphine and far more potent than fentanyl. Originally developed in the 1950s but never approved for use, nitazines are now showing up in illicit drugs, causing at least 93 deaths in Tennessee. Experts say overdoses require multiple doses of naloxone to reverse. Health officials urge vigilance as this evolving threat becomes harder to detect and more deadly. Cleanup continues this morning after a train derailed in Columbia Tuesday afternoon, forcing evacuations and road closures. 5 empty cars left the tracks near West 7th Street and Trotwood Avenue. No injuries were reported. Columbia Academy and nearby businesses evacuated as a precaution. State Route 99 remains closed, and drivers are still urged to avoid the area.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent.
To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Transitioning from military to student life can be tough, but the University of Tennessee Veterans Upward Bound program is helping ease that journey. About 150 veterans are part of the program, which offers tutoring, workshops, school supplies, and help with GI Bill benefits. It also serves veterans at community colleges and trade schools across East Tennessee. Veterans say the support makes a huge difference, from learning how to write resumes to finding study spaces. The program's goal, helping vets succeed in school and beyond. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've got Good Neighbor Events, we've got Rewind, we've got weather, we've got traffic, much more here on Hump Day. We're going to continue today our list of B movies from the 80s that were horror flicks, and
not just the 80s.
I'd only seen maybe two of those. The first list.
You need to watch Reanimator.
Okay.
You need to put that one on your list. You'll like it. The rest of them are maybe a little niche, but you should watch them all. They're all great. They're all fun.
Tubi.
Most of them are on Tubi. Okay. Yes. And then Street Trash is also. I think you'd like it. It's very fun. Let's see. Dead Alive. Or Brain Dead, 1992, name of that movie, two names. What's interesting about this one is the director. It's what makes it notable. This is Peter Jackson's Brain Dead, director of The Lord of the Rings, King Kong, lots of famous movies.
Was this when he first started out?
This was one of his first movies. It's his goriest and goofiest masterpiece, 1992's Dead Alive or Brain Dead.
Not watching anything gory.
That was for Friday, October 24th. We're going down the list to get you to Halloween.
What a real man, aren't you?
1982's Basket Case. Nice guy and murderous. Deformed twin in a basket. Grindhouse, weird, and rye. I've not seen that one. How about 1987's Bad Taste? Alien fast food suppliers harvest humans.
Ooh,
that's a good plot for a movie.
Read this in your mysterious horror voice.
1987's Bad Taste. Alien fast food suppliers harvest humans. Ooh. Splatter with a do-it-yourself charm.
See how that sounds?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. This is one of my I wouldn't even call this a B movie.
Are you here? I mean, could I just ask?
Yesterday I was. Is this a movie that Brian would watch? I'm just giving my opinion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
One of my all-time favorite horror movies ever. Not The Thing, but up there with The Thing, 1988's remake of The Blob.
Ooh, that is good.
It is so good.
Slick, it's better than the original.
A slick, mean remake with jaw-dropping special effects, pink ooze, and peak 80s mayhem.
Peak 80s mayhem.
Nothing with ooze for me.
Oh, okay.
That movie's so gross. You'd think that The Blob wouldn't be gross, but it's gross. I love it. 1984's The Toxic Avenger. Nerd falls on a vat, becomes a mop-wielding mutant hero. Trauma-grade chaos.
Oh, so it's got a good... I mean, he becomes a hero.
Yeah, yeah. They just remade that movie. Peter Dinklage is in it as the Toxic Avenger.
Wow.
You've never seen the Toxic Avenger? That's another one. Add it to your list.
Add it to.
Toxic Avenger.
How about you, Brian?
No.
Okay.
We talked about Reanimator. That was the first on our list. Well,
wants me to watch the Reanimator.
Well, next on our list in 1990 was The Bride of Reanimator, the sequel. 1990. The doctor Dr. West, he upgrades his experiments, stitched hearts, spare parts, and some bad ideas. Bride of Reanimator. I've actually never seen Bride of Reanimator. I've only seen the first one.
Well, you need to watch it. I need to fill out the whole thing.
And then for the day before Halloween, Extro. 1982's Extro. It's spelled with an X. X-T-R-O.
Okay.
Extro.
Is it like Astro?
It is not. It is not on my list of favorites, but it is good. It's a bizarre alien homecoming with body horror, moments that'll make you say, what? It's a perfect midnight closer. for your B-movie list, Extra, right, from 1982.
Do we have any more?
That was the last one,
okay,
on the list. That
all
was
right.
number
Thank
17.
You. Thank you, Dalton. I've got at least three on that list I need to watch. I have to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Well, October 15th, 1917, Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari is executed by a firing squad for spying for Germany during World War I. 1924, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge declares the Statue of Liberty a national monument.
This is a national monument.
Do you have that button just like automatically says presidents on it or something?
He's got AI wired to it. Every time the word president is said, it goes off.
1951, I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, debuts on CBS. 1989, American radio and television evangelist Billy Graham is given the 1900th star on Hollywood Boulevard. A pastor, a clergyman made it.
Wow.
A Hollywood star. In 2013, Dove Cameron releases a single, Better in Stereo. Actually, that's the theme song to her show.
I think so.
Yeah. What happened to Dove Cameron?
Disney Channel TV star just fell off.
But, I mean, a lot of them have gone on.
So, yeah, lately especially.
In 2013, Walmart announced that Doug McMillon, head of the International Division, will become its next CEO. That was way back in 2013. There may be 10 since then. I don't know. All right, more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. Don't forget, Brandon Brooks is standing by at 6:33 on The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. October 15th, 1966.
Oh, she may be weary.
The release of Otis Redding's final studio album.
Young girl, they do get
complete
weary.
Complete and unbelievable, the Otis Redding Dictionary of Soul. 40 years ago today. ABC aired a special black and white episode of Moonlighting, introduced by Orson Welles.
Gather the kids, the dog, grandma.
It was his final on-screen appearance.
And lock them in another room.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's
this very special episode of
Rewind.
A giant leap backward.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds northeast, 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 80. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Good morning. They're working an accident over here on 24 westbound near 440. It's starting to build in that area. All that traffic coming in right now from Antioch on 24 going westbound as you pass Briley Parkway. Still trying to clean up this mess out here. There was an early vehicle fire in Wilson County. 40 eastbound before that Mount Juliet area. Traffic still running a little bit slow down through there in the eastbound lanes of I-40. They're in Wilson County this morning near that Mount Juliet exit. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS welcomes everyone here for the Sinosport Dog Agility World Games.
this Wednesday through Sunday at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, and the admission is free. Listen closely. On Thursday and Friday only, it's the Halloween Speakeasy at Oakland's Mansion with Prohibition-era jazz from the Quarter Life Band, along with heavy hors d'oeuvres. Admission, $75. That's this Friday and Saturday, and there are staggered entry times. Get with Oakland's Mansion for details. Improve your balance and reduce stress through yoga. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department offers yoga classes year-round at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Senior Center. Check with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department about times for the yoga classes. Just a few more Main Street Saturday marketplaces left this season. That's 8 until noon through the last Saturday this month. Thank you, Main Street, Murfreesboro. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit recyclerighttn.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to recyclerighttn.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. You can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And with excitement and exclamation point, but it has nothing to do with the thing.
You're supposed to
don't
read
type
it,
the sorry. Exclamation point on the listen.
No, don't type that.
It'll take you to a different
I'm
page.
Supposed to show excitement. /listen.
There you go. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Pretty good.
That was exciting.
I went into my radio voice.
Right. /listen.
Listen. All right. Speaking of listening, I guess we need to listen to this.
Let's lock in. Here we go.
You know, I told you yesterday we're kind of giving you some Christmas fodder here.
Uh-huh.
You know, some jokes to use at Christmas.
And do it again today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. You know, there was a female reindeer that always was mean to Rudolph.
Really? Who?
Yeah, the song was all of the other reindeers made him shiny nose and stuff. Olive. Olive the other reindeer. That was her.
Olive the
oh, I'm sorry.
Olive the other reindeer.
There's part of me that liked it, but I've got to go thumbs down. I mean, the delivery was a little off, maybe. I don't know.
CBS News Brief. Day 15 of the government shutdown, and workers at food banks like Claire Tiffin in Arkansas say they're seeing a big influx in federal workers.
We're doing emergency fundraising so that we can make sure we have extra food available.
Israel says one of four dead hostages returned as part of a peace agreement in Hamas is a Palestinian. That leaves the remains of 21 Israelis still missing. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke exclusively with CBS Morning's Tony DeCoppel on his tough stance leading up to the Gaza peace plan.
When I think I have to say no, I say it. And that's my job. My job is to protect the Jewish state and assure the future of the Jewish people. And that means assuring the future of the state of Israel.
Supreme Court takes up congressional redistricting maps today. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The big issue is whether or not states can consider race when they're drawing district lines, or if that violates the Constitution, and specifically the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A surge in healthcare-related disciplinary actions has put Middle Tennessee under scrutiny, with the Tennessee Department of Health reporting 45 nurses and applicants facing license suspensions, revocations, or probation in its August 2025 disciplinary report. Several cases involve professionals in Rutherford County and surrounding areas, with violations ranging from drug diversion and controlled substance abuse to criminal convictions and falsified documentation. Among the most serious cases, Patty A. Swint, a nurse who practiced in Nashville's St. Thomas Surgicare, had her license suspended after being found guilty of diverting opioids. In Spring Hill, LPN Stacy Gleason had her license revoked for failing to report DUI convictions, while in Franklin, nurse Lydia Rolland was suspended for improper medication documentation. Violators weren't limited to nursing, massage therapists, pharmacists, social workers, and even physical therapy assistants across the region were cited for issues ranging from expired licenses to sexual misconduct and improper prescribing practices. In lighter news, Nashville's beloved Santa's Pub will reopen on Sunday, October 19th, for a special grand reopening and birthday celebration honoring its late founder, Denzel Irwin. The cash-only bar, located on Bransford Avenue, has been closed since Irwin's passing in September. Known for its festive Christmas decor and celebrity sightings, the pub will host karaoke, food, and live music from 4 p.m. until 2:45 a.m. Admission is $10 at the door. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A woman and a 14-year-old girl were injured in a hit-and-run after the Tennessee-Arkansas football game in Knoxville. Just before 9 p.m. on October 11th, a gray Toyota 4Runner leaving a parking lot struck the two as they sat on a curb near Concord Street, then fled the scene. A witness followed the SUV and provided the license plate number to police. Both victims were taken to UT Medical Center. As of October 13th, the driver has not been found. In a developing story, one person is in custody after they allegedly hit an off-duty Tennessee Highway Patrol officer with their vehicle on Tuesday near Etheridge city limit. The alleged hit-and-run happened Tuesday afternoon on Highway 43, according to officials in Lawrence County. Authorities noted that the THP officer wasn't hit directly. Emergency units responded to the area and tracked down the driver, who was arrested with charges forthcoming, according to Lawrence County officials. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Republican State Representative Mary Littleton says she will retire at the end of her term in 2026, citing health and family. Littleton has served Cheatham and Dixon counties in the Tennessee House since 2013 and currently chairs the Children and Family Affairs Subcommittee. She's known for legislation protecting children, including a law to terminate parental rights for child sex trafficking. Littleton says serving has been an honor, and she looks forward to more time with her grandchildren and community. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're back here on the Wake Up Crew, almost wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour. And after that dad joke, I think it's time to talk about another subject. Maybe get off
that
subject.
Move it a little bit. Although, yeah. Do you think we should give him a second chance?
Yeah, try it one more time. Read it one more time.
You know. Oh, like really read it?
Yeah, really read it.
Yeah, we're giving you a second chance.
You know, there was a female reindeer that was always mean to Rudolph.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the song. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
It helped.
Let's give thumbs up.
Give a thumbs up.
Yeah.
See, sometimes all you need is a second try.
And a little love and compassion.
That's not what I saw, but that's okay. Thank you.
What did you say? I can't win. How about we talk about some artists that are winning?
Okay.
These are the top most streamed artists, music artists of the year, according to Spotify. So these are some of the top. We're going to just have the top 20.
These are music people?
Yes.
Oh, forget that.
We may not get through the whole list.
They are entertainers.
We're going to start at number 20. We're just going to kind of ramble them off. If you know them, we'll talk about them. If not, we won't. Imagine Dragons comes in at number 20 with 37 million streams on Spotify total. This is total number. Dua Lipa comes in at number 19, 37 million streams as well. J Balvin. I don't know who that is. That's because I'm getting old. 38 million streams on Spotify. Kendrick Lamar comes in at number 17, 39 million streams on Spotify.
It's hard to believe 39 million streams.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. Bruno Mars just beats him out, though. Also with 39 million, beats him out by just a couple hundred thousand.
Why are you buzzing Bruno Mars?
He's just going to buzz everyone.
It's like a candy.
I like Bruno Mars.
Rihanna comes in at number 15, 41 million streams on Spotify. Travis Scott at number 14, also with 41 million streams on Spotify. Coldplay, number 13. Oh, Coldplay's good. Cool, okay, got it. 41,670,000 streams. Number 12, BTS. 44,201,000. He does like...
I'm going out tonight.
BTS does not like him.
I don't think that'll ever be streamed.
Number 11 on our list at 46,990,000 streams, Post Malone.
Oh.
He's completely rebranded himself as a country star over the last 2 years.
That's like, he's not a Post Malone, fan.
Not a Post Malone fan.
You can't just put a cowboy hat on and say you're a country singer.
What about Debbie Gibson?
I don't think she made the list.
Oh, she wasn't?
Of the top ones. She probably has like 4 streams a month. Coming in at number 10, Kanye West. 49,204 streams on Spotify. Beat out by Billie Eilish at number 9. 51,005. Billie Eilish, really?
Why not?
Have you, name one Billie Eilish song.
He just likes the name.
Oh, okay. That's what it's based on. 52,308 streams at number 8, Justin Bieber. Making a little comeback. He's released like 2 albums that were really popular recently. Eminem comes in at number 7, 52,591 streams. At number 6, Ed Sheeran with 55,666 streams. Ariana Grande at number 5, 57,408 streams.
You don't
streams.
Like Ariana Grande?
No. Makes me think of getting a large drink at Taco Bell.
It's Starbucks.
I love her impressions.
Starbucks.
Her impressions are great.
Number 4 on our list is The Weeknd, 73,551 streams. He's been called the Michael Jackson of our generation. Mm-hmm. Drake comes in at number 3, 92,000 streams. I just don't understand. Number 2, any guesses? We'll guess on the top 2 here.
Kelly Clarkson.
Incorrect.
Tiffany.
Okay, I don't know why I had a guess. Hint, this person's been in the news a lot lately for their music.
P. Diddy.
No. It's Bad Bunny.
He's been in the news a lot.
Right,
Bad
yes.
Bunny. Yeah, Bad Bunny,
they're
yeah.
doing the Super Bowl halftime show. 96 million streams. And then number 1, any guesses for number 1?
A girl or boy?
It's a female.
Female. Wait a minute.
Cher.
Why would it be Cher?
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Was that close? No.
Adele.
No. Who the most popular female artist right now?
Taylor Swift.
There it is.
Oh,
Taylor
yeah.
Swift.
Why in the world did we think of that first?
110 million streams on Spotify.
You buzz Taylor Swift?
Yes.
100. That's America's sweetheart.
She
110
triggers me.
Million streams on Spotify.
I'm triggered by her.
Time for some birthday celebrations. Maybe he'll get triggered by them.
Happy birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Mario Puzo, American novelist of The Godfather, born in 1920. And we have a special guest here. We have The Godfather himself. And tell us what you're having for lunch today, Godfather.
I'm having a donut from Donut Country. It's a donut that I cannot refuse. I'm going to have cheese and I can't refuse it.
Okay, Bane. Thanks. 1943, Penny Marshall, American actress and director, Odd Couple, and Laverne and Shirley.
We're going to do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Give us any room, we'll make it. We're going to make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
1951, Roscoe Tanner, American tennis player. And in 1969, Dominic West, British actor of The Wire. He's a good actor, too. And regular birthdays today from our folks here in Murfreesboro, Scott Usleton, Paul Coates, James Craig, Jill Bain, William Scrivens.
Call or text in, birthdays, anniversaries, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
655 here on The Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 81 degrees, winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear, lows drop to 54, winds northeast 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 80. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Clearing up a couple of problems out here, including that vehicle fire we had to deal with earlier in the Mount Juliet area on 40 eastbound, just before the Mount Juliet exit. It's been a little bit slow out here in this section of Wilson County. Hopefully things will start to move a little bit better, but of course the heaviest flow right now is in the westbound lanes, leaving Mount Juliet, Wilson County on 40, headed over into Hermitage. 24 is loading up with more volume, especially westbound. 24 here at Bell Road coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior year.
How about a live-action version of K-pop Demon Hunters?
I can destroy the hunters.
We're going! Not so fast. Demon Hunter creator Maggie Kang telling the BBC that so many elements of the tone and comedy are so suited for animation, it's really hard to imagine these characters in a live-action world. The animated version doing just fine as the most viewed film in Netflix history. And Michael Eugene Archer first used his stage name at the legendary Apollo Theater here in New York, D'Angelo, who died Tuesday after a battle with cancer. The four-time Grammy winner credited for starting the neo-soul genre in the 90s. D'Angelo was 51. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. William Cope is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for having a heart of service for Rutherford County. William Cope is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and that's a great place to go, that's for sure. This Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
What about birthdays?
You can call or text the same phone number, 615-893-1450 for birthdays, yeah. Or WGNSradio.com/birthday.
And that is for the birthday club, so call, text, let us know who's celebrating out there. And I want to say good morning to our friends at America's Thrift Stores. They bring you this Wake Up Crew disaster. But anyway, their store's not a disaster. They've got big savings there at MLK Junior Boulevard. Unique pieces, brand name deals, up to 70% off, and they're your Halloween spooky hub, so stop on in, get those costumes.
Do you think they found out sponsoring us is probably not a good idea?
Well, it's probably so.
Tell them Dalton sent you.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Concern amid the hope in Gaza.
We agreed to give peace a chance.
No movement in Washington.
We've been caught up in government shutdowns before, but most of them never get to this point.
Supreme Court hears voting rights case.
It is really troubling for anyone to pretend that race is not an unbelievably loud issue in our country.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a warning from President Trump as Hamas sends gunmen into the streets of Gaza just days after a ceasefire with Israel took hold.
If they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
and it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke exclusively with CBS Morning's co-host Tony DeCoppel.
We agreed to give peace a chance. We agreed that we should, the conditions in his 20-point plan are very clear. It's not only that we get the hostages out without getting our military out, but that we would subsequently have both demilitarization and disarmament. They're not the same thing. First, Hamas has to give up its arms. And second, you want to make sure that there are no weapons factories inside Gaza. There's no smuggling of weapons into Gaza.
There are questions about the new flow of aid into Gaza. Many of the dead hostages have yet to be turned over. Of the four bodies returned yesterday, Israel says one of them is not a hostage. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
The first responders, who for more than 2 years were rushing in to save lives, are now searching for the dead. But it's not easy. When over 90% of the buildings here have been damaged or destroyed, and there are only the most rudimentary tools available. They're just digging with their hands now, this man told us. We're exhausted from this and don't have the energy anymore. Like so many Palestinians, he is desperate to find loved ones left behind. The families of the hostages know the agony of that wait, and they are furious at how few bodies have been returned. But it was always understood the recovery process would take time.
Now to Washington and day 15 of the government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports a Senate vote last night failed to pass a spending bill.
The motion is not agreed to.
With Congress at a standstill, President Trump is threatening more targeted cuts.
We're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being, and they're never going to come back.
His comments came during a meeting with Argentinian President Javier Milei, whose country has been offered a $20 billion bailout by Trump. Critics slammed the timing.
The overwhelming majority of Americans say we need help with our health care, and they're busy spending $20 billion because Trump seems to really like the leader of Argentina.
In the past week, many federal workers received their final paychecks. Air traffic controllers were among those who received a portion of what they are owed.
Thank you very much.
Many fanned out at airports across the country urging lawmakers to open the government.
Most controllers around the country are already working 6-day work weeks, 10-hour days. They shouldn't have the extra burden of worrying about when they're going to get paid.
Members of the military will get their paychecks due today after the administration rearranged Pentagon funds at the president's direction.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case that could undermine one of the last surviving parts of the Voting Rights Act. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Civil rights advocates like Ashley Shelton say now is not the time to gut Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and end the use of race in redistricting.
We cannot pretend that there isn't going to be considerable loss of minority voice and power if we were to do away with Section 2.
Advocates credit Section 2 with increasing minority representation nationwide by requiring states to draw some districts that are majority black. But critics say black candidates are winning in Louisiana and elsewhere in non-minority districts, and grouping people based on their race only fuels divisions. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle says the case shows how states are in an impossible position.
The Constitution has told us to not sort people by race. The courts have told us we can't sort voters by race, and yet we are being told to go out and sort our voters by race.
More than 100 elementary school students are quarantining at home in Spartanburg, South Carolina because of a measles outbreak. 16 cases have been reported. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Just 2 days before Ukraine's president visits the White House, the Pentagon chief is in Europe talking up more weapons for the war-torn country.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. NATO defense ministers discussing ongoing aid to Ukraine, with U.S. Defense Chief Pete Hegseth praising the take-up on the Pearl program, which sees NATO members buying U.S. weapons for delivery to Ukraine.
If there's anything we've learned under President Trump, it is the active application of peace through strength.
Also on the table today, Russia's ongoing incursions into NATO airspace and how to stop them.
Video posted yesterday by Defense Secretary Hegseth indicates the U.S. military has carried out a new strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
The video shows a suspected drug smuggling boat idling in the water before being struck. President Trump said six males aboard were killed and said U.S. intelligence confirmed the vessel was trafficking narcotics and was associated with illicit narco-terrorist networks, though he didn't specify who.
CBS News has joined other major news organizations in declining to accept new restrictions the Trump administration is imposing on coverage of the Pentagon. From the world of retail, OpenAI is partnering with Walmart to let shoppers make purchases directly within ChatGPT, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Users can ask it for things like best mattresses under $1,000 or a gift for an avid reader and buy suggested products from within the chat. OpenAI announced the instant checkout feature in late September and launched with Etsy. Now using that checkout, shoppers in conversation with the AI-powered bot will be able to browse Walmart and Sam's Club's offerings through ChatGPT and complete purchases from within the app.
A Consumer Reports investigation finds some protein powders and shakes contain unsafe levels of lead. More than two-thirds of those analyzed contained more lead in a single serving than what experts say is safe to consume in a day. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. Updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds northeast, 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 80. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier here in the last few minutes. Right when you pretty much would expect this time of the morning, 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic pushing in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's gotten a little bit heavier. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Building pretty good through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic coming in through Hermitage right now. Westbound I-40 continuing in and through the Donaldson area as well. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins,
good night, John Boy,
Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, I got to tell you something.
I always get a reaction out of you out of this open.
I got to tell you something. I'm kind of binge watching The Waltons.
Are you?
What are we watching? Yeah, I've kind of taken to. It's just a good time on when it's on in the daytime, and they've taken Olivia to the sanatorium.
Oh. I've never seen The Waltons.
Because she had tuberculosis.
Mm.
Oh, you haven't seen it either, is it?
Probably
it's too
not.
Old for you.
What was that we said last week about how, or Monday, about how you just, somehow it always goes back to old TV shows no one's ever seen? In your roast?
I have seen them. I don't remember that one.
I'm thinking you watched Little House on the Prairie. That's the one you watched, wasn't
well,
it?
That's
the one I watched because Mama used to watch it.
That was reruns in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. There was a remake in the early 2000s. I'm surprised they haven't done a Netflix.
They're coming out. Yeah.
Walton's I bet it'll be remake.
Oh, I was talking about Little House on the Prairie.
Little House, not Walton's. Yeah.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie is having one.
Would you look at that?
Michael Learned, who played Mom in The Waltons, still alive, and she was telling the story how her part as Mama got so boring that she felt like she was wasting her career. So she left. They sent her off to a sanatorium. That's what they called it. For tuberculosis. Well, I think things didn't work out with the other career, so she came back as Mama later on, I think, in that series.
Who's she scared? She got cured of that tuberculosis.
Yep. So it's a good way for her to try other things and not write her off the show.
So when you hear at the end of the show, "Good night, John Boy,"
why are you bringing this up?
Because you always look at me when this plays, when the open plays, and you always give me a look when it says, "Good night, John Boy."
Because everybody in America called me John Boy. There were two things they called me, either Dink or John Boy.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, actually, neither one, but Dink was pretty good compared to John
Dink
Boy.
Dink is a pretty good nickname.
Yeah, John Boy is like, you know. Students call me D, Mr. D.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I never had a nickname, ever. I've never in my life had a nickname.
D Boy?
My name just doesn't work for it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Used to just cuss me out and call it a nickname.
I know it. Even at Wilson, I did not tell anybody to call me Mr. D, but that's what they did because I think kids had trouble saying Dinkins.
I'm a Dickie.
Yeah. So the teachers would say, just call him Mr. D.
Mm.
And that's where it got that. So.
Well, that was a carryover probably because some of your teachers were students that you had to even.
That's true. Brian, thank you for bringing that point up.
Have you ever had a nickname?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I had one for him.
Have you ever had a nickname you could repeat on the air?
What did they call you, BB? You've been called BB before.
I have.
Yeah. Mr. Jordan used to call you BB.
Yeah.
It came up recently. Megan's the one who pointed it out to me, but my grandma on my mom's side of the family has a nickname for every grandchild, and they're ridiculous. My cousin Nathan, they call him Nader Tater. Cousin Kaylee, she's KK. Zach was Zack Attack. I got a cousin we just call Butter. I mean, like, and I'm the only one. I'm the only grandchild without a nickname. She's Bobby Boo. Everyone's got a nickname except for me.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though, really.
Colt, does he have one?
Yes, I can't remember what it is, but he's got one.
And Cash has one?
Cash Money.
Oh, yeah.
My brother used to name everybody in my family a nickname. But he always called my little sister Angela, who you've talked to on the radio. She was Bunny.
Bunny.
Now, please don't repeat that on the air to her.
I'm talking like to it. Her in a few weeks.
Yeah,
so.
don't say,
introduce. With, hey, Bunny.
With us, it's not like there's only three cousins. There's a billion. There's like 40 of us.
Right.
She's got like 40, and I'm the only one without a nickname, and it makes me feel a little slighted.
Yeah, you looks like you are. My oldest sister, Nancy, I couldn't say her name. I couldn't say Nancy, so I said Gaggy. So they called her Gag. She got,
wow.
Yeah.
These are kind of rough nicknames.
And my brother called me Buddy. And so for the last 35 years of his life, we would call I say, hey, Buddy. And he'd go, hey, Buddy. I mean, we called each other Buddy. It was really weird, but that's what we did.
So you've never really, other than BB, you've never really had a nickname?
No, not
old
really.
Old Tub Ballard, anything, something? I mean, would have anything like that?
Baldy?
Well, there you go.
Boy. What do you mean, there you go? You're the one who started it.
I said Tub Ballard. I didn't say Baldy.
I think that's worse. That's so much worse.
Really, you think? I wasn't looking at that way.
What way is there to look at it?
Well, he won't bring up John Boy anymore.
Oh, four eyes full of hot air.
But no, I haven't. I've just never in my life. I guess Dalton just doesn't work.
We need to get you one. We need to come up with one. Let's be thinking, Brian, what we can call him. You know, Big D, Little D,
DK.
DK. Dalton Dalton Keith. Yeah, DK. That'd be pretty cool, DK. DK Barrett.
I'm DK Barrett with the news.
Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you just say, hey, DK? Because there's a lot.
He said something close.
I know a TJ Barrett. I know a TK Barrett. Why not? Can't there be a DK? I think we've solved a problem. Hey, DK.
Thanks, John.
See? He's already answering
that's
to
gonna,
it.
I'm going to start signing off the news that way.
Yeah, I'm DK Barrett. Oh, wow. That's got a ring to it.
Does it? Really?
Unless your parents, object to you having a nickname. Of course, you're 25 years old now, but maybe they won't
that's
object.
All for now. I'm DK Barrett for News Radio WGNS.
See how it sounds?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, DK.
Not a fan.
Well, I don't really care what you have to say. I'm 26 years old.
His godfather named him DK Barrett.
It's true. And I'm named after my godfather.
Yeah. See?
I did. Now I'm more than ever. Maybe I should sign off my news with Keith Barrett.
That sounds pretty good too.
You just like it because that's your middle name.
Well, that's what when I thought this is what I was going to do with my life, and I thank Jesus every day I didn't. But hey, that's what I wanted to do.
Hey man, we're tight. We're tight.
I wanted to go by Keith Barrett. That was going to be my name in media. Keith Barrett. It's got a good ring. Flows well.
Not a fan.
It's better than Brian Barrett. That's
Brian with a Y.
I have the alliteration going. What do you have?
You named me. I don't know why you're saying this like it's my fault.
Don't you? Shouldn't you have been doing some stuff? Like,
you didn't do any of it.
You didn't do any of it, man. What's wrong with you?
Because y'all are blabbering. I'm just going to call you Blabber. We're going to take a break.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
More dominant pitching from the L.A. Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Game 2 to L.A., 5-1 at top-seeded Milwaukee. The winning pitcher threw a complete game, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, with a three-hitter. It was the first complete game in the Major League playoffs since 2017. The loss to Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. He pitched into the sixth inning, allowed two home runs. L.A. leads the series 2-0. Tyler Glasnow will be on the hill for Thursday afternoon's Game 3. The ALCS was off. The Mariners lead 2-0 after winning twice in Toronto. Game 3 is on FS1 from Seattle Wednesday night, with Game 4 Thursday night in Seattle. Veteran pitcher Max Scherzer will start Game 4 for Toronto. The Ravens cut defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson from their practice squad. The Colts signed quarterback Brett Rippon to their practice squad. NHL overtime wins for Washington and Montreal. Edmonton 2-0 over the Rangers.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You called, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back on The Wake Up Crew. Our time is 7:22.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And thanks once again as we play another edition of Random Questions here on the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, your host.
Hi, John Dinkins.
Oh, I like to say it that fast. Okay, here's one that I'm really scared to ask you, but I'm gonna ask it, okay? What made-up word would you love to add to the dictionary?
Gobbledygosh. I don't know.
I knew I was afraid to ask that question. Anything come to mind?
John Henry Bodinkle.
I've got one, but I just can't think of it. It's in my mind. I like to make up the past tenses of words that aren't the correct past tense of words, and any of those I would put in there.
What about Nerney?
Nerney would be yours,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Have you ever made a homemade gift for someone?
I have. Several of them.
I bet you have when you were a kid too, especially, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. Got a lot of those.
Oh, that sounded very
I remember
hateful.
Very specifically, this memory popped into my mind the other day. Bobby was really into the TV show, I guess we all were, the Doctor Who back when we were younger. And so I built her the time machine from that show out of cardboard boxes.
Wow.
And it was like this big. Mm-hmm. It stayed in her room for years.
Your sister probably loved you.
Falling
that.
Apart. Now she hates my guts.
But she loved you then.
Yeah.
For doing that.
For 10 minutes.
You're creative. You're very creative.
I like to make stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
name one friend who is the most likely to escape a deserted island alive. I don't know if you can name somebody living.
Oh, let's do it out of the three of us.
Okay, name one friend who is the most likely to escape a deserted island alive.
We're all dead.
I think so.
I don't think we're making it out. I'm just being honest. None of us are any Tom Hanks. No Tom Hanks is in here.
I don't know. Brian's head looks like Wilson.
Oh, maybe if he shaves it, then the light from the sun would reflect into a plane.
I think Brian would make it of all of us.
Really?
I do.
This is the same guy who won't drive more than 5 minutes for dinner. I don't think he's making it off of the third
island.
Well,
he'd a ship in for Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Uber eats a shipping vessel.
Hey, I need a... Okay. Tell me something... Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no.
What would you do if you had 15 minutes of fame?
Start a fundraiser
for yourself.
No, I'd make it for charity, but okay. I'd skim a little off the top.
Oh my lord, ladies and gentlemen, he is kidding, aren't you? Okay, Brian,
I would do something where I was able to make $14.5 million at once.
Wow. Okay, straight to the money, this guy.
If I had 15 minutes of fame, I'd probably ask for peace and love and hope across the world.
Yeah.
Send in your donations.
No. Name the first word that comes to your mind right now.
I can't say that one. Coffee.
Poplar Bluff.
If you were a DJ, what would your DJ name be?
Haven't really thought about that one. That's going to be
interesting. I just go with DJ Dalton. Keep it simple, but it's got alliteration. You know?
I'm going with John Young.
Oh, I see.
Or
see
Dick Kent there. Or Alan Dennis.
I was kind of thinking something, you know, with alliteration in it.
Well, of course you would. How about Bobby Bogus?
Bobby Bogus, okay.
You're pretty bogus. How would your best friend describe you? How would your best friend describe you? Megan being your best friend.
An idiot, probably.
Megan would call you an idiot? No.
No, she probably wouldn't.
Kind, thoughtful.
Maybe, yeah.
She would think it, though.
She would say I get on her nerves.
Okay, Brian, you don't have a best friend, but see if you can find a secondary friend that would describe you. Well, how would they would describe you?
Loyal.
What makes you angry? That comment right there makes me angry. What makes you angry?
Lots of things. Just to spout one in particular, I hate when things don't go the way they're supposed to. Like lack of planning, that kind of stuff. It's very frustrating.
Murfreesboro traffic.
Okay, very good. Which song is guaranteed to cheer you up?
Oh, he's going to play it. I don't know. Any music that I grew up listening to. I've kind of gotten to that age where I like to listen back to the music I listened to
so
when I was
genre,
in middle school,
kind of
high school.
Genre
yeah,
music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything with Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, I could see that. I like anything with the Beatles. Who is your celebrity lookalike?
Anybody with brown hair, brown eyes, and glasses. I've gotten everyone from Harry Potter to Robert Pattinson to, like, literally anybody I've been compared to because I have a very generic face.
Brian?
Thanos.
No,
yeah.
That's what he looks like. It's Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston,
In Breaking Bad when he shaved his head.
What is your favorite game to play?
Random questions.
Random questions.
That's right. And that's a look at random questions for Wednesday.
It's
so long, everybody.
Favorite game.
This is Kirk Bug with Parks Auction. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of Murfreesboro history. An elegant colonial estate with 5 bedrooms and 5.5 baths at 2251 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Auction will be October the 18th at 10 a.m. See you there.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30, friends. Wednesday morning, hump day, October 15th, episode 1762 of the Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Scott Elsleton, Paul Coates, James Craig, Jill Bain, William Scrivens. And tell us how you can get on the birthday list, DK.
We need some more. Get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. Get them in now. Get them in, get them in, get them in. We're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Big Barbecue.
He sounds like an auctioneer. That was pretty cool.
Yes, we are. And since I didn't get to do my song of the day earlier, here's Werewolves of London, our song of the day, as we tell you about the Halloween Hub Store at America's Thrift Stores, MLK Junior Boulevard. They've got all those scary, spooky costumes or clowns like these guys here.
That's why they call him the Long Stander.
Check them out at America's Thrift on MLK Boulevard.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds northeast 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 80. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning. Trying to wrap up a couple of wrecks out here. One's going to be 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. Also clearing up one in Hermitage, 24 westbound at OHB. It's heavy now coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound as you head on up through the Antioch area. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, retired Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold has announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives in Tennessee's 4th District. Arnold is positioning himself as a strong law and order candidate, pledging to fight political overreach in the Department of Justice while supporting President Donald Trump. Arnold says he understands how the justice system can be misused for political gain. However, Arnold's return to public life comes with a controversial past. In 2017, he was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud, honest service fraud, and extortion. The charges stemmed from a scheme to profit from selling e-cigarettes to inmates at the Rutherford County Jail, diverting proceeds for personal use and attempting to conceal his involvement. He resigned as sheriff just before entering the plea and was ordered to pay $60,000 in restitution. Now Arnold says he wants to bring real-world law enforcement experience to Congress while criticizing the current incumbent as disconnected from the needs of Tennessee families. While politics heat up, first responders in Murfreesboro were praised for their cool-headed response to a late-night fire. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue crews were called to Baird's Corner Drive just after 11 p.m. on Monday, where they found heavy flames and smoke pouring from a home's garage. Firefighters quickly located and rescued a resident inside, who was then evaluated by Rutherford County EMS. Thanks to their fast action, the fire was contained to just the garage, sparing the main living areas from major damage. Commander John Engel credited the firefighters' training and coordination for saving both a life and a home. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
This is Kirk Bug with Parks Auction. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of Murfreesboro history. An elegant colonial estate with 5 bedrooms and 5.5 baths at 2251 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Auction will be October the 18th at 10 a.m. See you there.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back. It's 7:35 here from the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. And it's time to play 5-second rule.
And the rules are as follows. You'll have 5 seconds to name three of whatever the topic is. I'll give it, and then you name it. John, we're going to start with you. This one's right up your alley.
Why are you starting with me?
Because it's right up your alley. John, name three school subjects.
English, history, and social studies.
No, that was three school subjects. Are you ready?
No.
You ready for yours? Name three ways to relieve stress.
A nice long bath, and man,
I'm gonna make it.
Wow,
I got one.
That was hard.
Yeah, I don't know how to relieve stress. Blow up at someone.
Wow, long drive. Pet the dog. John, name three pharmacies.
Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. All the ones out of business.
Yeah, Rite Aid.
Oh, okay. This one's not as easy.
Of course not.
So, name three Honda automobiles.
Oh. The Accord, the CRV, and their van, Odyssey.
Wow, even with a little stutter in there, yeah. That was good. John, name three things you might find in a living room.
Couch, love seat, and coffee table.
There you go. Good job. Name three carnival snacks.
Popcorn, hot dogs, and Gutbusters.
Gutbuster? Isn't that a...
What's a Gutbuster?
That's a crystal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't find them in a carnival.
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to mind.
Corn dog?
I would have probably gone with, like, funnel cake.
Pretzel. Oh, yeah. Corn dog.
All right.
Fried Oreo.
Name three breeds of dog.
Terrier, Dachshund, and Collie.
No.
Wow, I'm...
Pulling out the collie. Lassie, come Lassie.
What's wrong with it?
It's right. It was a correct answer.
Oh, wait a minute. My dog Gutbuster. Oh.
Name three styles of shoes.
Tennis shoes, high heel shoes, and boots.
He made that easy.
Yeah.
That sounded hard to me when it first came out.
It did to me too.
But your brain simplified it.
Name three deceased actors.
Gregory Peck, Jimmy Stewart, and John Wayne.
There you go. Wow. Let that one run out. Name three professional hockey teams.
Ooh, the Nashville Predators, the Hurricanes, and the Canadiens.
I think he was out of time. I think you were out of time.
And Montreal, yeah, Canadiens. Yeah.
Name three candy bars.
Baby Ruth. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And Baby Ruth.
You notice how quick he is on the... Whatever, yeah.
Baby Ruth. I didn't really get that one. That's okay.
And you said Baby Ruth twice.
Yeah. Oh, I did?
Yeah, it was your first one.
I was thinking Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That was two.
Baby Ruth. Yeah, I did. Right.
Yeah. Name three sushi rolls.
The one with no fish. The cooked one.
Shrimp tempura roll, California roll.
God, you've gotten some hard
spider
ones.
Spider roll.
I know.
I'm going to save that one for you because it'll be an easier one for
you.
Oh,
wait, whoa. Well, why am I getting it then?
No, I'm saving it for him because it'll be easy for him. All right, this one. Name three things you shouldn't do at a funeral.
Laugh, sing, I don't know.
I had an answer, but I can't say it on the radio.
No one's singing at a funeral.
I mean, if you're in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right. Name three singers from the 1980s.
Shaka Khan, Wham.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Doobie Brothers.
That's illegal. That was illegal. Pity. That was a pity question there.
That's true.
It was just pity.
I almost missed
John,
it.
John, name three places to put a candle.
Oh, wait. Start another. Do a different one. The Doobie Brothers were in the 70s.
I know.
Okay, now.
All right, name three things that make people sneeze.
Pepper, air, cold.
I guess that's true.
We breathe in that sneezy air. pollen, dude.
Oh, okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Name three shampoos.
Pert, Pert Plus, and Selsun Blue.
You're right. He does think of this game.
Well, that is today's rendition of 5-Second Rule.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Stop and say.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice, because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew, presented by America's Thrift Stores, almost in the books. Wednesday morning, October 15th. Hope you've enjoyed the 1762 show.
Almost in the books. That's why we're lucky that our listening audience doesn't know how to read.
Speak for yourself. Let's see. Want to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day. William Cope is the good neighbor. The SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day.
SRM.
Was that like Cheyenne?
No, I mean, it's like
SRM.
SRM.
SRM. Where do you lay that concrete?
Try to do something original and everybody gives SRM,
locally grown and nationally known. Well, William Cope is the good neighbor for having heart of service for Rutherford County. Sorry, William, about all this antics. But the good neighbor receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Ryan Flowers.
Coffee.
And gifts.
Did you see him? This segment,
well, there goes another advertiser.
John, this segment has been the perfect example of him slipping in and out of Rutherford Issues mode.
It's been amazing how he's done
it. It's really like that was Wake Up Crew, but then when he was reading it, he said, sorry about our antics here. You know, that's Rutherford Issues.
That's it. We found.
I should have said sorry about.
Oh.
I didn't do it.
I did it.
Yeah,
I mean, it was my
fault. No, he started it.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Well, the Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving. Don't forget to send us your good neighbors. And also a reminder about
SRM.
It's MTE. So.
Oh, MTE.
If you're curious about electric vehicles, MTE's Drive EV program has
Until
resources
we start
to help
electric
you.
Electric vehicle. So go ahead.
DriveEV.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as this show has been off the rails.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Even further off the rails. You know, there was a female reindeer that always was mean to Rudolph.
Really?
Yeah. It's in the song. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
That Olive.
Olive. There's a movie. There used to be a movie called, when I was a kid, it was a Christmas special called Olive the Other Reindeer. And it was about a dog named Olive. who heard the song Rudolph and thought that the song was talking about them.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Which was the inspiration for this joke.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
And you got a thumbs up on that joke? We were gracious.
We reversed our decision.
We were gracious and allowed you a second chance, which you gave us a hard time about, but whatever. What's happening in this background?
He sounds like the Joker.
He's not going to talk anymore. He's just... You the Joker?
What? You can't, like
be,
the Joker.
You can't be the Joker. I'm the Joker.
Okay.
What a day we've had.
What a day.
I think the proper term is unhinged.
That's a good term. We talked about.
That is a new podcast, The Wake Up Crew Unhinged, an exclusive WGNS podcast.
Does that mean we have to do more work?
Yeah,
forget it. Hey, we talked about nicknames.
Yes, we did.
And we talked about movies, 80s movies. Mm-hmm.
That we talked about
any movie.
The top 20. We gave the top 20 artists on Spotify right now.
That was interesting. Number one was
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Number two was Bad Bunny performing at the Super Bowl this year.
And that's a look at...
that's what we learned.
About. Oh, wow.
We called him bald several times.
You did. I did.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you called him a tub of lard.
Well, you had to bring that up again.
That was kind of sweet, I thought. Look, here's my friend. He's a big tub of lard.
Here's my friend Brian. Old tub of lard, we call him.
Well, on that note,
TOL.
Tune in tomorrow for a brand new morning show. It'll just be me. The old... T-O-L. See you tomorrow.
You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds northeast, 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, and then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the